Iraq's National Museum was formally rededicated today. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki did the honors. Nouri al-Maliki said he'd like to offer his sincerest thanks to all the countries that stood by Iraq, helping to rebuild the museum or returning the smuggled artifacts. The museum has been closed for about 6 years since the chaotic weeks after the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Looters carried off thousands of the museum's ancient treasures. The U.S. military was strongly criticized at the time for failing to protect the museum's collection. Jane Araf is Iraq correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. She was able to tour the museum earlier today. Is the Iraq National Museum now open for good?
No, it certainly isn't open for good. This was actually a special case. It was, I have to say, a little bit chaotic, but having said that, it was unlike the last opening in 2003, which I attended when the administrator, Paul Bremer, was there. This was purely an Iraqi show. So what there were today were, apart from the prime minister, there were some cabinet ministers, and a lot of journalists trying to get through some very small spaces. So there was, in fact, at times a virtual stampede to get into those galleries. Once you got in, it was only 8 galleries out of the 26 galleries that exist in the museum that were open. And what they focused on are looted pieces that have been returned, the pieces that primarily were looted during that notorious looting of the Baghdad Museum in 2003. What we did see, what's most prominently on display are a couple of masterpieces. One of them is known as the Head of Warka, and it's really one of the earliest representations of the human face that's known to exist. It's a beautiful, very simple marble sculpture that was looted and then returned later that year. There are, of course, still thousands of pieces of missing from that looting. A lot of them are tiny. They're cylinder seals or they're coins, but still, in the eyes of archaeologists, still incredibly significant.
Do you know the history of this particular piece, the Head of Warka itself? What's happened to it in the past 6 years?
This piece itself dates from 3100 BC, approximately, and like a lot of the other pieces, it may have been brought back in the trunk of a car. There was a group of objects that were actually brought back wrapped in burlap, and this may have been one of them. But it was brought back fairly shortly after it was looted, and it had not been damaged.
Do you know what percentage of the looted goods have been brought back?
According to the director of the museum, there were 15,000 pieces that were looted. That is a much smaller number that had originally been reported, but still very significant, obviously. She says that 5,000 of those pieces have been returned, and she just returned from a trip to Peru, for instance, where they recovered 3 clay tablets that had been seized by U.S. customs officials. There have been a lot of pieces that have been brought back from the U.S., a lot of pieces from Spain, from Jordan, from Syria, from surrounding countries. Essentially, they're coming in from everywhere, but there are a lot of pieces still out there and that likely will never be recovered.
Jane Araf is Iraq correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, speaking to us from Baghdad. Today she toured Iraq's National Museum in Baghdad, where some recovered artifacts from ancient Mesopotamia are once again on display. Thank you, Jane.
You bet. Good talking to you.